This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The island nation of Sri Lanka this Easter Sunday was hit by brutality. Apparently well-coordinated bomb blasts at three churches and three hotels. There has been a large-scale loss of life. We get a report from Grace Lee of Reuters.
At least 100 people have been killed and hundreds of others injured after multiple blasts at churches and hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. Some of those buildings were in the capital of Colombo, and according to police, a total of three churches and three hotels have been hit, including the Shangri-La. Footage from local media showed damage from the blasts inside one of the churches, along with ambulances driving away with the injured. Colombo National Hospital said that several wounded people were brought in for treatment. Sources from two leading tourist hotels in Colombo also confirmed the explosions, but didn't give any details. There were no immediate claims of responsibility.
Since Grace Lee filed that story, there are reports the death toll is approaching 200. Reuters spoke with an ambulance driver.
About 9 a.m. today, I was asked to take my ambulance to the Kochikade church because I was informed that there's a big blast in Kochikade church. So we went there and whoever they are, the casualties, we transported them to the National Hospital, and then we have been advised to come to the Shangri-La.
The Shangri-La was one of the three hotels attacked in the capital, Colombo. The Sri Lankan government has imposed a curfew and says it has blocked access to major social media and messaging apps to prevent the spread of misinformation. There are unconfirmed reports of two more explosions at another hotel outside Colombo. This day's bloodletting is sure to bring back memories of a three-decade-long civil war between Sri Lanka's ruling Sinhalese Buddhist majority and Tamil separatists. Those were years marked by atrocities committed by both sides in the conflict. This is VOA News. In Sudan, authorities have arrested several top members of the ruling party of ousted President Omar al-Bashir. It is seen as a move that could bolster the military junta, which is under mounting pressure from street demonstrators to hand power back to a civilian government. In another part of a widening crackdown designed to remove remnants of al-Bashir's rule, the so-called Transitional Military Council said it will retire all 8 lieutenant generals in the National Intelligence and Security Service. Opposition groups had demanded that Sudan's security agencies be restructured. Once again, a Sunday morning cleanup in Paris. Thousands of Yellow Vest protesters set fires on a march through the city on Saturday as they sought to drive home their message to a government they say is ignoring the poor. Police reported making more than 120 arrests. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
Tear gas hung in the air throughout the afternoon Saturday around the Place de la République in Paris. Radical protesters hurled paving stones and flares, attacked at least one boarded-up shop, and set fire to a few vehicles. Police repeatedly charged in an effort to contain the crowd. Associated Press reporters saw at least 2 journalists injured in the melee. Meanwhile, a separate, smaller crowd of yellow vests marched peacefully toward the cordoned-off neighborhood around Notre Dame. They're urging the French government not to forget the poor, even as it gathers millions to rebuild the fire-damaged cathedral. I'm Ben Thomas.
Demonstrations also took place in Bordeaux and Toulouse, as well as other French cities. This is the 23rd consecutive weekend of yellow vest protests. The United States has begun a multi-million-dollar cleanup of a one-time American airbase in Vietnam, which was used to store the highly toxic chemical Agent Orange. The operation outside Bien Hoa comes more than 40 years after the end of the Vietnam War. The U.S. military sprayed millions of liters of Agent Orange over South Vietnam between 1962 and 1971 to deprive Viet Cong guerrillas of tree cover and food. Agent Orange is believed to have seeped into the surrounding soil, sediment, and rivers. Armed rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo attacked an Ebola treatment facility Saturday near the city of Butembo. It happened just hours after another attack at the center killed a Cameroon epidemiologist. Police officials say one militia member was killed and 4 others were wounded in the second attack at Katwa Hospital, where medical staffers are trying to contain an Ebola outbreak in the eastern part of the DRC. On April 22nd, more than 1 billion people in 192 countries are expected to take part in a global day of political and civic action for the Earth. People will march, plant trees, clean up their cities, parks, and beaches, while corporations will pledge to work toward sustainability, all to mark Earth Day 2019. Gene Randall, VOA News.